Is being good enough? Growing up, many of us were taught a simple principle. If you're a good person, good things will happen to you. We hold doors, help our neighbors, and try to live honest, moral lives. It's a comforting idea. The belief that our own efforts and good deeds can secure a positive future, maybe even a place in heaven. But what if the path to salvation isn't about being good at all? What if it's about something we can't earn, no matter how hard we try? The problem with earning salvation. The Bible teaches that no one can be good enough to earn salvation. In fact, Romans 3:23 states, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." This scripture highlights a fundamental issue. Our inherent human nature is flawed, and our best efforts are insufficient to bridge the gap between ourselves and a holy God. Trying to achieve salvation through good works is like trying to pay off an infinite debt with a few dollars. It's an impossible task. Ephesians 2:8-9 clarifies this further. "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." This passage directly addresses the fallacy of earning salvation. It is not a reward for our good behavior. Rather, it is a free gift from God. The very idea of earning it through works introduces an element of human pride, suggesting we have a part to play in our own redemption. The role of grace. Salvation is a gift given through the grace of Jesus Christ. Grace is unmerited favor. It's something we don't deserve, but receive anyway. The Bible tells us that Jesus, through his death on the cross and resurrection, paid the ultimate price for our sins. He took the punishment that we rightfully deserved, offering us a path to reconciliation with God. This act of sacrifice is the cornerstone of Christian faith. Our role is not to earn this gift, but to accept it. This acceptance comes through faith, trusting in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. It's a complete surrender of our own efforts and a reliance on his finished work. When we place our faith in him, we are not just forgiven, we are made new. We are no longer defined by our past failures, but by the grace that has redeemed us. The relationship between faith and good works. This doesn't mean that good works are unimportant. In fact, they are a natural result of a changed heart. Once we have been saved by grace, our lives should reflect that transformation. As James 2:17 says, "In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead." Good works are not the cause of our salvation. They are the evidence of it. They are a way of expressing our gratitude for God's incredible gift and a means of serving him and others. In conclusion, while the desire to be a good person is commendable, it's a dangerous illusion to believe that our goodness can secure our eternal destiny. Salvation is a gift that cannot be earned, only received. It is solely through the grace of Jesus Christ, accepted through faith, that we can find true salvation and a restored relationship with God.